Dean Richards joins us. Happy 30 years, Dean.
Thank you.
We're having a disco dance party in your honor.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Oh, what a night.
I remember that one. I remember back in the day, traipsing up and down Rush Street.
Oh, yeah. Going to Mother's.
I used to try to go to Faces.
Remember, oh, yeah.
Remember Faces? It was like our Studio 54. I don't know why, because I hated it. But everybody was going there. So it's like, well, I guess I have to go there if everybody's going there. And then I'd go, and it's like, I sort of hate this place.
I didn't hang on Rush Street very much. I went to Tut's, 959 West Belmont a lot, or Exit.
Nice.
And I did. I'm a suburbanite. I didn't go downtown that much.
Yeah, I went to at some clubs on the south side. I don't remember the names of them.
Prime and Tender. That was like Harlem and 100 and something.
Yeah, I probably went there. I remember I went there.
Yeah.
You know, I do have one like very vivid memory of going to a club on the south side. This was back in the day of designer jeans and like super expensive gym shoes that you'd wear. And they wouldn't let me in because I was wearing jeans and gym shoes.
And you spent like hundreds of dollars on
them. How much these jeans and gym shoes cost?
You're not going to let me in wearing my Jordache?
They were Jordache jeans. Yeah, they were. I was very stylish.
I bet you were. You still are.
With the the long collared shirts, open to expose my hairy chest, and a gold chain with a saber tooth on it. Oh yeah.
Excellent.
I was kicking it back in the day.
Yeah, those collars looked like a butterfly landed on your chest.
Unfortunately, one picture of me dressed like that does exist and is out there someplace. So if anyone's interested, I don't know why it would be.
I'm going to find it. I'm the best Googler around.
Pretty sexy. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you a warning ahead of time. It's pretty, pretty sexy.
I will be looking. All right. Taylor, of course, is there to support her boyfriend.
She is, I've decided, she is the NFL.
Yeah.
She runs the NFL right now. I don't care about all these football players. Sorry, Andy. I know you and Hamp and OB may have different opinion about this. But as far as who actually runs the NFL, it's clearly Taylor Swift. She, was predominant. They had many, many shots of her last night. All the stories this morning are about how she was there to support Travis Kelce after the game. They left the stadium holding hands. It's a big, big deal. So it's a seismic shift in American sports. But she now represents the face of the National Football League.
Do you think Simone Biles is going to help us with that here in Chicago?
Maybe, yeah.
With Jonathan Owens?
Jonathan Owens, yep.
Yeah, possibly. It's very possible. Maybe that's the trend now. It's not even so much the players or the plays or athleticism. It's just who you're dating.
Oh, I can't wait.
Maybe that's the face of American sports right now.
Well, Tom Brady and what's her name, Gisele Bündchen, was that her?
She wasn't out in public as Taylor Swift and Simone Biles are.
Yeah, nobody's going to be like them.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Keaton, what's going on with him?
Well, he wants to change his name, of course. He's an Academy Award winner. He got everything in the world going for him. And now he says he wants to change his name. His real name is Michael Douglas.
Oh.
But when he was starting off, you can't be in the Screen Actors Guild if you have the same name as somebody else who is in the Screen Actors Guild. And turns out that there was already a Michael Douglas in there, and still is, who is fairly successful. So he changed his name. But he says now he wants to go back to his original name, now that he's a Mr. Big Shot. So we'll see what happens with all that. I don't know why you'd want to bother.
Yeah, at this point.
It's just one of the many things that I don't understand. His movie Beetlejuice opens this weekend, and I'll give you the review on that.
I Googled Disco Dean,
yes,
and nothing came up, but I did find a Facebook post that you made from years ago with your John Travolta suit and your big
that's
collar.
The one. Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
And then there's a colored picture of you with a blue striped shirt, which is also, you're so cute.
Is that the one where I'm holding the pencil?
Yes. Is there a pencil in your hand? It's up against your face.
Yeah. Slammer shots.
Yeah. That was my I'm very busy writing stuff down
post. Oh, yeah. I see the pencil.
I'm very busy with very important thoughts that I have to write down. But that other picture, I specifically was trying to look like John Travolta in that picture.
It worked.
Since Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever. One of those.
All right, Harvey Weinstein. What's going on with him again?
Yeah, well, he got a break in the UK. They dropped sexual assault charges against him yesterday. That's in the UK, saying that there was a little probability of conviction. So they just decided to drop the whole thing. But new allegations have come up in New York. And now, in addition to everything else that he is dealing with, is now added on some allegations that he will be facing in New York. So good news, bad news in this horrible, horrible spiral that we've been reporting on.
Anything more to add about the 30th anniversary today?
No, just that it's our the 30th anniversary of the WGN Morning News. We're celebrating with lots of clips of memorable moments on the show today, and we're going to have a big parade outside the WGN studios coming up a little bit later on this morning with a few surprises, a few pretty big surprises that will be part of it all.
Best show on TV. That's what
Aren't
I got to say.
Nice. Aren't you thoughtful?
I am. All right, Beetlejuice.
Is the...
I loved the first one.
I did, too. One of my favorites of all time, actually. And that's why I think I was a little disappointed when I went to see Beetlejuice. You know, the sequels hardly ever can match the originality and creativity of their predecessors. And I think... that's kind of the case here. I went in, I think really much of this problem was me, that I went in so excited and so anticipating because I loved this first movie so much. And it's like when you get together with friends that you haven't seen in decades and you're super excited, and sometimes it pans out, but often it also does not.
Yeah.
And you wind up, it's like, maybe it was better off left to memory. And I think that's sort of how I felt about this. It's fun that the original director returned to this movie, director Tim Burton. It's fun that Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara are back from the original movie. And the story is okay. It's fairly well put together. I think there are a few too many subplots, a few too many supporting characters that they really didn't need in this movie. I think they kind of overstuffed it a little bit to try to distract you from the fact that it's not nearly as original and clever as the first movie. But it will put a few smiles on your face. I will say that. I'm not saying that it's a bad movie. I set it up to be the greatest film of all time, and it wound up not being that. But it's, you know, still kind of fun. It'll bring back some good memories for you. And I wound up giving it a Dean's List B-, which is not terrible.
That's not bad.
No.
I am going to see the Outlaw, thing going on in Tinley Park with Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp. That's what I'm doing Saturday night. A couple other things, because we're almost out of time here.
Yeah, I know. We've got Tom Jones at Ravinia on Saturday night. We've got the rapper Talib Kweli at City Winery. We've got the Taste of Chicago that is kicking off tonight with CeeLo Green as the featured performer. We've got Andy Grammer at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. He'll be there on Sunday. Evanston's first ever folk festival is going on with Rufus Wainwright at Conn Auditorium Saturday, Steve Earle on Sunday.
I love him.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good stuff going on. Full Monty just opened at the Paramount in Aurora. Tony-nominated play. It's going to be out there till October. 1776 is at the Marriott Lincolnshire through October the 13th. Comedian Christopher Titus at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday. Taste of Greektown on Halsted Street. Lakeview Taco Fest on North Southport. German-American Oktoberfest on North Lincoln Avenue through Sunday. And the Printer's Row Lit Fest on South Dearborn Street going on through Sunday. So no shortage of stuff going on, but have fun at Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and John Mellencamp.
I will.
I still like to call him John Cougar Mellencamp.
I like to call him John Hoosier Mellencamp.
Hoosier.
Have a good one. It's been great hanging with you for a while.
So fun, Wendy. Have a great weekend.
You too.